In the week plus leading up to one of KPO's biggest performances of the year, there's no shortage of good music across the peninsula to keep music fans happy. Like the noon concert at the Kenai Fine Arts Center on Thursday. And what's really neat about these shorter gigs is the wide range of music you can hear, not just in a brief 45 or so minute set, but the range you'll hear from unlikely sources. And what you're hearing now, of course, is the Habanera from the opera Carmen, performed by Trio Con Brio. That's Jane Parrish on bassoon, Michelle French on flute, and KPO conductor Tammy Volomatoro on clarinet.
And with our instrumentation, flute, bassoon, and clarinet, it puts a different dynamic on these pieces that were written in the 1700s. And so the arrangements are, they are totally different than the classical piece that you can remember hearing. So bassoon is taking on multiple roles in that piece and playing the bass part and the cello part and the trombone part or whatever.
The orchestra plays two concerts for its gala event on Friday the 10th in Homer and the following evening in Kenai. Volomatoro says this year we'll focus on music of the New World.
We are celebrating the Americas this summer. For our gala concert, we are playing, we're going to celebrate Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday with the Overture to Candide. And after that, we play the Astor Piazzolla, Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. It's a piece written for strings and solo violin, and it uses really cool sound effects and interesting rhythms throughout the entire piece. And you also will hear hints of Vivaldi's Four Seasons in this piece, kind of intertwined in there. It's really a really fabulous piece of music. And we feature Dr. Oleg Priskunya from the University of Alaska, who will be joining us on the solo violin.
And that's just the first half. After intermission, something a little different. A showing of Charlie Chaplin's 1916 silent comedy, The Rink.
And we will be playing ragtime music while the movie is being played, and some really cool percussion effects that go along with the movie. And so that is going to be loads of fun. And then we end with Marquez Danzón No. 2, which is a fabulous piece of music that has dance rhythms, and it's fantastic. It's a great ender, and it's going to be a really fun concert.
And you mentioned that the Marquez piece is one that you conducted when you first...
My first year I conducted the summer festival, we did this piece. So we're bringing it back 10 years later.
And yeah. I'm curious, from a director's standpoint, does anything change when you revisit a piece? Does it depend a lot on the makeup of the group? And yeah, tell me about that.
Absolutely. When we did it 10 years ago, it was super fun and we played it really well. But now it is a totally different piece of music. We have, the orchestra is bigger, has more string players. And I know, since I've known the piece now for 10 years, I'm adding more and more, elements of the music into it, and it's really, really fun.
I think it's more dynamic.
More dynamic, and the rhythms are more intense, and...
Oh, I can tell you're going to have fun directing this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure my feet won't stay on the podium, because you cannot sit still on that piece.
And we'll have links so you can find the full rundown of summer concert series events at our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.